much stronger.
Then, across town, the president announced a task force.
The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government.
Trump said the task force will be run by Attorney General Pam Bondi and will eradicate anti-Christian bias. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
President Trump today blamed last week's deadly collision of a passenger jet and Army helicopter on what he called an obsolete computer system used by air traffic controllers. In many parts of the East, an ice scraper is essential equipment today. From Harrisburg to Hartford, ice and snow making travel rough. CBS's Rob Marciano is in Hillsdale, New Jersey.
The roads now are getting a little bit better. They weren't so good an hour or two ago. It was really dicing the secondary roadways here. There are a lot of school districts that are not going to school today.
CBS's Cammy McCormick has new climate information from European scientists.
The month of January set the latest heat record, warmer than January of last year, which set the previous record for the month. It comes as a new study claims global warming is accelerating. Still, there are hopes this will not be another record-setting year with La Nina, which could dampen the effects of global warming.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 135 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There were a bunch of crashes in Racine and Kenosha last night and into the morning. A wintry mix froze up with roads a-rink. Incidents included a Milwaukee County Sheriff's Squad being struck on 43, a 7-car pileup in one area, and a Racine County Sheriff's Squad involved in an accident on 7 Mile Road. Windy today, more coming up in the forecast. A drug bust in Kenosha Tuesday was the result of a tag team maneuver. The Racine County Sheriff's Office Metro Drug Unit and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group collaborated on a search warrant. It led to the arrest of a 26-year-old. Investigators say they seized over 70 pounds of pot and nearly $4,000 in cash. A music teacher in Racine County is making a positive impact on her students. Go deeper with her story online at Racine County Eye. And the parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is again experiencing technical issues. Print and digital editions have been halted. The disruption at Lee Enterprises affects over 70 papers across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks make another trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks have picked up Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Sims is 6'10", a backup center for New York. In exchange, the Bucks sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the Knicks. Milwaukee beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Afterwards, players reacting to Chris Middleton being traded to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez.
So I wasn't aware of it till Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. Obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It still hurts. Those are your guys that, especially the guys that you've won with. Like
NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl. Packers running back Josh Jacobs says his team needs to add some veterans in free agency.
You know, obviously with finishing the way we did, and you know, we right there. So just trying to make it all make sense, put some more pieces together and figure it out.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Battling a brutal wind today. It's sustained out of the west up to 30 miles per hour with gusts peaking at 40 to 50, making it difficult to drive with power outages possible. And it's also making our temperatures feel about 15 degrees cooler. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story.
When the Reader's Digest joined hands with United Artists, it was to co-produce the ultimate motion picture adaptation of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. The cast selections were among the most important considerations. Aunt Polly, she'd have to be a strong, stable, long-suffering, kind woman, just barely equal to the challenge of her younger charge. That role would be filled to the brim by Oscar-winning actress Celeste Holm. Muff Potter, the philosophizing, oddly beguiling town drunk, would require more than an ordinary character actor to represent him adequately, so that part went to a formidable actor indeed, the late Warren Oates. Then Huckleberry Finn, the youthful misanthrope, would be played by Jeff East, a perfect pal for Johnny Whitaker, who had been chosen to play Tom Sawyer. Independent, imaginative, rebellious, resourceful, the title character thrived on Whitaker's ingenuity and enthusiasm. And yet, if anything, the most difficult character of all to cast was Becky Thatcher. You remember Becky, of course, the little girl who must capture a little boy's heart, sweet and wise, innocently alluring. She must awaken Tom's youthful ardor and eventually lead him to the threshold of responsibility and maturity. Endlessly, it seemed, producers searched for a little girl with just the right chemistry, the sort of spontaneous charm that reaches beyond the screen and embraces an audience. Of the innumerable young ladies encountered in this casting quest, a great many were perfect almost. Most often missing was that certain captivating quality. If being pretty had been the only requisite, any one of 100 young actresses seeking the role of Becky might have won it. And yet, if this best motion picture production of Tom Sawyer's Adventures was to possess that Mark Twain magic, then whoever played Becky Thatcher must also possess a magical appeal. Eventually, such a young lady was found. At age 3, she'd become famous in the ad industry as the bare-bottom toddler who sold tanning lotion. In the years since, she'd had television and movie experience, yet not so much experience that her charm had become contrived. So she was the perfect little girl to capture a little boy's heart as Becky Thatcher. The 1973 production of Tom Sawyer, by all accounts, was what it promised to be. A wholesome, authentic, thoroughly pleasurable motion picture of enormous quality and richness. Those were the words of movie critic Rex Reed. And even the most critical of the critics, those who managed to find fault where others applauded, even those hardest of hearts, were captured by the splendid portrayal of Becky Thatcher. So that role became a stunning career springboard for a talented young actress. As she had won the affection of Mark Twain's strong-minded mischief-maker Tom Sawyer, eventually she would compel Tom Sawyer's everywhere, and she couldn't help it, could she? That some little boys make darker mischief of weaker minds. For it was to win her attention. It was to win the attention of that actress that a would-be assassin shot President Reagan. But then one day the matured actress would become this year's Academy Award-winning actress. You see, the girl who first played Becky Thatcher at the summit of her career played a streetwise, profane victim of a gang rape. For Becky Thatcher in the original Tom Sawyer was played by Jodie Foster. And now you know the rest of the story.
Did not realize that. Interesting. Paul Harvey, rest of the story, heard twice daily, 7:25 in the morning, and again at 12:05 every Monday through Friday, exclusively on WRJN.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. We get grooving when the sun goes down. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Can't forget the day. A day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. And it's time to brew. Nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should.
Lord, for the nighttime. Forget the day. They have a bump tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. They have a bump tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to prove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
Mamas and Papas, Monday, Monday. Brilliant song. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Surprising what that song means. Because the writer, John Phillips, doesn't even know what it means. And I asked him that once.
It was written on a Sunday. That's true. Now, actually, I sat down and I said, I'm going to write a song. It's a universal song. It makes no sense whatsoever. I don't still don't know what Monday, Monday's about. Do you? Is it about a girl? Is it about a day? Is it about a feeling? I have no idea.
That's John Phillips, the late John Phillips, brilliant songwriter and a great musician. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum on WRJN.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Watch it now.
you another local update with Stuart J. Wattles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. It was a rough overnight and morning for drivers. It was great for tow truck drivers as a wintry mix spread across the area and laid down some ice. There were a number of spinouts and crashes overnight. It'll, of course, warm up as the day goes on and winds will pick up. Gusts could be up over 40 miles an hour today. There is a chance of snow this weekend. More is coming up in the forecast. Racine and Kenosha drug units got together for a bus this week. The Racine County Sheriff's Metro Drug Unit and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group executed a search warrant in Kenosha Tuesday. It led to the arrest of a 26-year-old at a home on 38th Street near 94th. During the operation, police say they seized 70 pounds of pot and nearly $4,000 in cash. A story you'll want to go deeper with at the Racine County Eye today is music-based. A music teacher at a Racine County school is making a big difference, with her story now online at RacineCountyEye.com. And it's another day of nothing from the local papers. The parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is Lee Enterprises. A message on their website says, again, they're experiencing technical problems that are preventing print and digital editions. Lee owns over 70 papers across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Battling a brutal wind today. It's sustained out of the west up to 30 miles per hour with gusts peaking at 40 to 50, making it difficult to drive with power outages possible. And it's also making our temperatures feel about 15 degrees cooler. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awakened from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
WRJN. could dream alone. Dream lover, where are you? With a love oh so true, and the hand that I can hold, feel you near as I grow old. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Someday, I don't know how, I hope she'll hear my plea. Some way, I don't know how, she'll bring her. Girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, until then I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do till all my lover's dreams come true. 'Cause I want a girl
Lighthouse, band that didn't really exist, just a bunch of studio musicians recording a song, and it became a hit. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on the way in about an hour on WRJN.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be
Sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by night. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand that?
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Wilson Pickett bragging that he bought his girlfriend a brand new Mustang, a 1965. Bucket seats, optional cigarette lighter.
Mustang Sally. passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon we'll be married and raise a family.
Temptations, number one for them, Just My Imagination. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, the station had just upped the news game because we just partnered with the Racine County Eye to add their journalistic expertise to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then you can get the details at racinecountyeye.com. It's a new era in local news coverage. The Racine County Eye and WRJN.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in Union Grove. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community. Carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hits WRJN, and Tommy James took the title of this song from Mutual of New York. Money, money, that's a fact.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The deadline is midnight tonight for nearly 2 million federal workers to decide on a payout offer that would effectively end their employment. Jackie Simon is with a union that represents about 800,000 of them.
Think once, think twice. Talk to an attorney, a personal attorney if they have one. Take a deep breath and think hard before they decide to sign the agreement.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi is in Washington.
Congress has only funded the government through March 14th, so Congress hasn't even agreed upon paying for some of these buyouts. So a lot of questions surrounding what this is actually going to look like going forward as we're just hours away from when that deadline is set to take effect.
President Trump today blamed what he called an obsolete air traffic control system for last week's deadly collision of a passenger jet and military helicopter.
We spent billions and billions of dollars trying to renovate an old broken system instead of just saying cut it loose. And let's spend less money and build a great system.
The military says one American service member and three defense contractors were killed in a plane crash on a mission in the Philippines. Correspondent Nicole Killian reports Democrats have managed to delay a Senate committee's vote on the Trump nominee to head the FBI, Kash Patel.
They expressed a lot of concerns about some of his past statements and positions with respect to January 6th with regard.